You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
All right, now, as promised, we are set at this moment in the show to talk with a guest about a new program from Napa Learns, and no one better than Peg Maddox, who's executive director of Napa Learns, to tell us about it. Peg, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Barry.
Yeah, of course. And this is something really important for kids and parents to know about right now going into the summer. What's up with this new program?
Well, it's called the Napa Learns Virtual Career Academy, so that tells you a little something. It's an online school, basically, that we've established since the lockdown in March 20th. The reason we're doing it is because our board revised our strategic plan and wants us to focus on career readiness for students. And what better way to help them than to offer courses they're not going to probably see at their schools? And we're also offering this to anyone in high school or above. So we're looking at possibly young adults who may be changing their minds about going right off to college or in a career that they'd like to change and upgrade. So the audience is broad. Napa County, if you live or work in Napa County, you can attend this program for free.
Wow, for free. That's right. A pretty good price. It's got a focus on digital skills, yes?
Right. We focused on the areas that have the most demand right now and are well-paying, and that is the tech arena. There, right now in this country, there's 5 million jobs that are open and can't be filled because there's no one that's been trained to do the jobs, and those are all in IT.
How many jobs are open?
5 million.
Wow. And with unemployment at the level that it's at, and with some sectors probably coming back slowly over time, people may be wanting to examine options. They might want to rethink what they were expecting to do with their adult careers.
Exactly. And these courses are focused on tools that would be used in any market, market segment. So if you want to be a desktop support and eventually a network engineer, every single type of business needs network engineers. So you can get a job in almost any industry. So, for example, one of our courses is digital marketing, and we're reaching out to all the wineries and the hotels to tell them that if they have employees that maybe they've laid off or, you know, maybe a bit younger and want to retool, they can come and take our courses.
And what's the exact age range for this program?
We're looking at high school and above. The challenge is these are online courses that were developed by companies like Google and Cisco and Autodesk and Adobe, and they're challenging. So these are courses that students would do after school, after work, on their own time, like most people do online courses. It's an extra load, especially for high school kids. But we know some students have extra time in the day, so this could be something they do on that period they have off. The difference between our courses and a lot of these online courses that we've heard about is that we actually have instructors who will not teach the content because it's already been developed, but will be there every step of the way with the students to support them with answering questions or coaching them, managing projects. There'll be real-world projects, and all of these instructors are subject matter experts in the area that they're teaching and also have experience teaching.
I'm almost ready to protest that this has an age limit on it. I mean, what about old guys?
No, it does not have an age limit on it. In fact, we have a 51-year-old who's going to attend.
Okay, very good. Now, when does it actually begin? It's during the summer ahead here, right?
Well, the schedule that we have right now is we're doing information sessions to tell people what this is all about and what it entails. And so you can look at NapaLearns/VCA for Virtual Career Academy, and you'll find the information session registration. Once we're done with the information sessions, we're going to run four webinars, in the summer, June 24th through once a week through July 15th in each of our areas of study. So one area of study is what's called ICT, which is kind of behind the scenes networking component. The next one is programming. The next main area, and we'll be teaching a Python course in that one. The next main area is business and marketing, and that's where our digital marketing course will be taught by Claudette Shadow, who's at Napa Valley College, but was at Visa TUI for years. Real expert in the area. And then the last one is digital design. And so we have an Autodesk course and we have an Adobe course. And then you'll go to these seminars that will be 90 minutes long to decide which course you want to take. And you'll do that by being most of the time on the 90 minutes will be spent on listening to experts in the careers that these jobs will prepare you for. So it's like a career awareness seminar and a little introduction to the course and the instructor. After the seminars are over, then the courses actually begin August 31st, and they're a variety of lengths. So they're going to go to January through April, probably depending on the course.
How many class hours are we talking about?
Well, every one of them is different. The first course we're offering is the Google IT Support Certification. And by the way, all of these relate to certifications that the industry recognizes. That one leads to an A-plus certification, which is the number one certification everybody in IT, any kind of technical job, needs to have. And that one's the longest. That goes 130 hours over 10 months. And with the instructor adding guest speakers and possibly other information, it may be a little bit longer. So that's the most challenging one. Then the shortest one is 3 months, and that's the digital marketing course that Claudette's teaching. And that'll be about 2 hours a week over 3 months. You can see that that's the shortest one. And then there's a couple of others like cybersecurity we're doing from Cisco. That one's about 4 or 5 months and 2 or 3 hours a week. So it varies.
Can a student take more than one of these?
They can. We have one high school student from Merritt Canyon has already signed up for two. He says, I have a heavy load, but I know I can do this. So, you know, all power to him. We'll see. We're trying to fill the classes up to 20 people each. So if there's more than 20, that person that made it, you know, this would be a second choice for them. They will ask them to just take the one course.
It's a pretty amazing offer to be able to do this for free. If you've ever scanned through the help wanteds, you'll see employers looking for these specific certifications often, and it's quite a leg up. How's this funded?
So we have wonderful donors, very large donors from Caro Family Estates, who gave us a really wonderful $1 million grant two years ago to last us 4 years. And so with the shift from classroom to distance-based learning, we haven't had as many requests from the school districts as you can imagine, which is where our money mostly goes for professional development, for teachers and other things. So we have the money and we've wanted to try this out. It's probably only going to cost about $100,000 because we have gotten great deals from our partners, from Cisco, from Coursera, from Autodesk. So we don't have to pay for most of these courses, although if you were in the general public, you would.
What a terrific opportunity, and definitely serves the mission of your organization. There are probably people listening who've heard of NAPA Learns but don't know what you're focused on. So why don't you tell everybody?
Well, it pretty much stayed steady all the 10 years. This is our 10th year. Our mission is to accelerate innovation in teaching and learning. It's pretty simple. So our model is to invest in activities in the schools that they are just starting up that are new and maybe transformative in terms of the way teachers teach. And we invest in those programs, mostly teacher training, sometimes equipment. We bought the first 3,500 Chromebooks for the districts way back when. And we invest in the teachers and then they transform their teaching. Everything is kind of on hold right now. The school districts are doing a magnificent job trying to just figure out how to adapt to this environment and how to go back to school. So we have programs we've been paying for, and we're done with a couple of them. So the school district will take them over, which is our model. At once we've done the 3-year investment, they'll take over the programs, and that's been very successful. So we have reserve, and we'll put a little money toward this program to see if it sticks. And it is not just a 1-year deal; it will go on.
And it looks to me like, from the information I have here, you have another information session. Is this coming up tomorrow?
Thursday at 4, right?
Okay. And how does somebody get signed up for that?
Just go to our website, NAPALearn.com/VCA, and there's a registration button there. Register for it. And we have all about 15 people for tomorrow night already. We had about 14 yesterday. So we're real excited about it. There is a lot of interest in it. We see a lot of people apply. You know, you can apply already. You'll see the application form on our webpage as well. And we've got some 22, 25... 35-year-olds who are interested. Most of the people on the list are high school students. We're excited to have anybody try this out.
For sure. And it looks like more information sessions next week, too?
We'll hold two more. And we're reaching out to all of the different businesses. Eventually, I hope our program will be have sponsors, local sponsors, that want to invest in the jobs of the future. We're working with the Workforce Alliance of the North Bay as well on their career point, and also Career Ed, to try to recruit people that are looking for something like this but could never afford it.
Again, a terrific opportunity, no cost for people who want to earn a tech certification online, NapaLearns.org/VCA to find out more about the information sessions we just mentioned. Anything we left out, Peg?
No, but if they want to ask me any other questions, they can write to me at info@NapaLearns.org.
Outstanding. Peg Maddox, Executive Director of Napa Learns, thanks for being on today. This is a great program.
Thanks, Barry. Hope you want to attend one of our courses sometime.
You know, I got a heavy load, but maybe I can handle it.
All right.
Take care.
You're not too old.
thanks for thinking so. Bye-bye now.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin.
On KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.